I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Surviving a train wreck, one woman's amazing story, and the kids of one crash victim remember the dad they lost. Let's get started. Amanda Swanson works in Midtown Manhattan. She was on her way to work yesterday morning. And before you meet her, I just want to show you this. This was the car that she was in on its side. There's a row of seats on the left, on the right, the carry-on rack and roof of the car. That's what Amanda walked out of. She joins us now. First of all, I'm so glad you're okay. How are you holding up?
Physically, I am relatively unscathed and unbelievably so. Emotionally, I probably need a little time to sort that out.
Does it feel real?
It's getting more real. The more I hear, the more I see on the news, because clearly being inside the train, I had no idea the gravity of the situation. When I took those photos, I had no idea that I would show them to anybody. I had no idea that it would get me to a point like this. I only took the pictures just to text to a coworker saying, hey, I'm not coming into work today. I did not realize this was going to become national news, anything that was going to leave New York. It didn't seem, I was too uninjured for it to seem that big of a deal in the moment.
So you were sleeping on the train.
I was nodding off, and the thing that woke me up was my own equilibrium. I realized that my body was tilted very severely, and that woke me up. And when I woke up and saw that the entire cab of the train was tilted, I immediately woke up and realized that I was in the middle of a train crash. I got on that train.
So, when you woke up, was the train off the tracks, or where
was it? The train
was
tilting to the left, against the water, on the opposite side, towards the land. I'm not an engineer,
sure,
and I don't fully understand, but whatever torqued it threw it back to the right-hand side towards the water. So those of us in the car that I was in kind of did like a loop around, like from the wall to the ceiling to landing on the side.
So were you thrown off your seat?
I stood up from a seat where I had kept my belongings in my hand, but my work uniform was where I was sitting, was seats behind me.
Mm.
I wound up in a completely different part of the train than where I was originally sitting. It happened really fast, but it also very much happened in slow motion.
Really? It felt like it was slow motion.
I was completely aware the entire time. As soon as I realized what was going on, I had my phone in my hand. I had my headphones in, which prevented me from hearing anything earlier on. And I realized that I was going to need this phone because I was not going to allow myself to get hurt, and that I was going to have to call 911 when this was over, and then I was going to have to call my mom and dad. And that was what was going through my head. So I grabbed my phone, I looped my purse around my arm, and I just made the conscious decision to keep my eyes open, keep my head straight, roll with the punches, just let it happen as it was going to naturally happen, and hopefully when it was all said and done, I would be not only alive, but conscious.
But I mean, your car, it was ended up on its side.
I was in the third car back, which was one of the two that was completely on its side. The second car being the one that, unfortunately, people were ejected from.
So you weren't thrown, you were standing up, and you were in a different spot than you started in.
It started off tilting to the left, and then I think when the first two cars made whatever impact they made, the connection between the cars is what jolted it back to the other side, and that's what threw everyone.